This is the Madhya Leela chapter 1. This title, this story from Madhya 1 verse 182 to 220 is Mahaprabhu's Puratana Das Milan Leela. You ever heard that one? You've heard of chapter 1, right? The later pastimes of Mahaprabhu. The chapter is called The Later Pastimes of Mahaprabhu, but it's a long chapter. There's so many stories within stories. Mahaprabhu's Puratana Das Milan. So what does Puratana Das mean? What does Puran mean? Old. Puran means history, no? So Purana means books about the history. So Puratana, so think of Puratana, Puran, Puratana. So old, and what does Das mean? So what does Milan mean? So what's the English title of the story? Meeting an old servant. Mahaprabhu meets an old servant. Who is that old servant? Is it you? Me? Baba? Who is it? We don't know. We don't know who is this old servant. And how old is he? Is he 99 or 250 or how old is old? What is the definition of old in Prahlad Maharaj's dictionary? Everybody. What's his definition? The definition. That's the category. What's the definition? One who is close to death is considered old. Means you could die at any moment. Can you die at any moment? You say yes. Go like this. Yes. You can get shot. You can get killed. Run over. Accident. So that means they're 14, but they're close to death. They're teenagers, but yet they're dying. So the 14-year-old dies today, and the 99-year-old man dies in 5 years. So the logic and the point is, old means close to death. So everyone's close to death. So Puratana Das means the old servant. So using that understanding and that logic, then how old is the old servant? 1 year old. He can be one, right? He can be 5, 10. We defined old as close to death. So Gauranga meets his old servant. So how old is he? Do you know? Can he be one and be old? Yes, by our definition, by Prahlad Maharaj's definition. He can be one and be old, be two and be old, be 47 and be old, be 36, whatever, old, 14, old, 5, 10, whatever she is. Who is it? Get on with the story. Gariyasi dui bhai yukati karina prabhudeki bhare chale veshalu kana. After returning to his residence, Dabir Khas, is that a Hindu name or a Muslim name? Muslim name. And his brother decided after much consideration to go see Lord Chaitanya incognito. So far in the juncture of the story, we know that it's actually two Muslims. Two Muslims are going to meet Lord Chaitanya. Yes? You don't know anything. It's a new movie. Oh, Chan, Muslim, big beard, this, that, whatever, right? Arda ratre dui bhai, aila prabhu sthan, pratame ma lila nitya nanda hari das haridasa san. Thus, in the dead of night, arda ratre means in the middle of the night. So ratri is from what time? Ratri lila is from 10 o'clock. 10:30 at night until what we call Ratri Krita or Ratri Leela. And Radha Krishna's Ashtakaliya Leela, it's called Ratri Leela. What's another name for it? Nisha. When they talk, and that you've ever read Ramayana in Ram Charitam Tulsidas's, what do they call it? Ram Manasa, what's it called? Ram Charitamanas by Sant Tulsidas. He explains, he talks about the Rakshashas, and he says they're Nishachara. Nishacha. Nisha, you know Nisha? Nishachara. It's a way of saying Rakshas. Rakshas. Nishachara. Chara means what? Charachara. Means moving. Hindi, same. Nisha means night. So those that move at night. So What is night for all beings is a time of awakening for the rakshas. Right? And what is a time of awakening for all civilized human beings is night for the rakshasas. When sunrise comes, ooh. So nishachara. So who's going to meet the Lord in the middle of the night, say 11 o'clock or so, 12 o'clock at night? Who is it? Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik. They are, of course, brothers, but they were given these names by the Muslims according to their particular caste and what they did. So they're brothers. Why don't they have the same name? Because these names are titles that they were given by the Muslim emperor. Oops, I let the cat out of the bag. Whom they were working for. Who did they meet first before they met Lord Chaitanya? That's why I'm talking about Ardharatri. Maybe I didn't read the translation. Thus, in the dead of night, middle of the night, the two brothers, Dabir Khas and Sakara Malik, went to see Mahaprabhu for incognito. They were in disguise. First, they met Nityananda and Haridas. So, what is the tattva in this verse? Give me one tattva. Very good. So this tattva, what is this tattva? Bhagavat tattva. This is Bhagavat tattva. What is Bhagavat tattva? So if you hear Bhagavat tattva, the logical, simple conclusion was, well, it's the truth, tattva, about Bhagavan, Vishnu, Ram, Krishna. So he made a point of Bhagavat tattva, that if one wants to approach Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, then there's some preliminaries required. What are they? One must approach the devotee first. The guru is a devotee. So who is the devotee in this discussion? Haridas Thakur. So who approached him? Sarakara Malik and Dabir Khas. Yes, no? No, yes. And who else was there? Nityananda. So who is Nityananda? He's Bhagavan Tattva because he's Balaram, means Krishna or God, Balaram, his brother. And he's Guru Tattva. So it's Hari Guru Vaishnav. You've heard this term? Hari Guru Vaishnav. Serve Vaishnav, Hari Guru and Vaishnava. So who was there? The Guru was there and the Vaishnava was there. Before he could meet Bhagavan, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna Yugal. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. So then, you can say it's coincidence. That was all arrangement. Because when you meet the devotee, you become initially purified. The preacher, the Shiksha Guru, the book distributor, the kirtan leader, the friendly lady or gentleman, Vaishnava, your Vaishnava in the temple. When one takes diksha, they're a guru. They can teach something. You learn something, then you can teach. I studied biology for 3 years. Can I teach any biology? Something. So, if you studied Krishna consciousness for 3 years, you can teach something. When Prabhupada was here, we had new bhaktas giving class. New bhaktas were giving Sunday feast class. I gave. So this is the situation that they got initially purified by meeting the devotee, then they were able to meet Guru, Nityananda. Guru and God. Is Guru God? Yes or no?
Yes.
He's a representative of God. He's godly, godlike. Does Krishna believe, does Krishna say this? Does Krishna say Guru is God? Where? 11th canto. What is that section called? Who's he speaking to? Uddhava. And what is that section called? Uddhav Gita. You've heard of Bhagavad Gita? Who is Krishna speaking to? Arjuna. And Uddhava Gita, who's Krishna speaking to? Uddhav, Mahashaya. And so that's who he's speaking to. So what does Krishna say to his devotee? Acharya mam vijaniyan navamanyeta karichit. Then Namartya Buddhya Suyeta Sarva Deva Mayo Guru. Sarva Deva. The Guru is the concentrated representative of Sarva Deva, all the Devas. There's 33 primal demigods. 33. And each one of them has 1 million expansions. There's 33. You must have heard the term. 33 million demigods. There's 33. Agni, Chandra, Vayu, Indra, Brahma, etc. So this Guru has all this Shakti of all the demigods. Plus, he has this Shakti of Krishna. Krishna Shakti bina nahi tara pravartan. Kali kalera dharma Krishna Shakti nahi. That without Krishna Shakti, you cannot spread Krishna Bhakti or Krishna Consciousness. What is Krishna Shakti? Krishna Shakti is Ladini Shakti, Radharani, the Bhakti potency, Prem potency. And what is Shakti? Shakti is Samvit Shakti. Samvit is Vasudeva Krishna. Samvit means knowledge. Samvit, Samveda. Complete knowledge. Samveda, Samvit. So the ability to know and realize and ability to see and love comes from bhakti. So this is what's being represented here. Little philosophy here, mixed in a lila. Tanra dui jana janaila prabhur gochare rupasa kara malik aila toma deki bhare. Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur told Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, because first they met the secretaries. The secretaries of God are the Vaishnava and the Guru. So what do? They tell God about this person. Some devotee meets, he's not a guru, he's a preacher. He meets a very nice devotee and he's preaching to them. And what does he do after he preaches to them? He goes to the deities and he prays. Rukmini Dwarkadish, oh Radha Gokula Nanda, oh Radha Govinda Radha Madhav, this is a very nice person. Please bless them. Please bless them they find their guru. Please bless them they take up seriously Krishna consciousness. This is what devotee preacher does. Because what's the basis of devotee preaching? Compassion. Tatikshva Kurunika, Srida Savadehina. Tatikshva Kurunika, that the devotee is compassionate. Karun. So he cares for others. Otherwise, why does he preach? To make money? No. To help. To heal. To help. To heal. To guide. To instruct. To make happy. Prabhupada said the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement is to make the whole world happy. And he started it by saying, the whole world is suffering. Janma, mrityu, jaravyadi, dukkha, doshanu, darshanam. So we have started this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, in every language, in every country. And if anyone, Chinese, Indian, African, European, American, South American, if anyone takes up Krishna consciousness, they will become happy. No more suffering. The purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is to make everyone, the whole world, happy. So they first met Haridas and Nityananda and they said, you wait. And then they told Mahaprabhu, two personalities, Sri Rupa and Sanatan, had come to see him. But they, in other words, these were Saraswat Brahmins that lived 500 years ago in West Bengal. And when the Muslim emperor was in charge, he wanted, just like in the government in Delhi, there's a whole section where all the accountants live. There's a whole bunch of government houses, all accountants and CPAs. I said, what's that? Oh, that's all accountants and CPAs. Who lives there? All South Indians. A bunch of Andhrawalas, Andhra and all these Tamilwalas, because they have a good brain for accounting or something, isn't it? Someone told me like this. So they're recognized, the government recognized that these people are honest and good for keeping the accounts of the central government of India. So then the Muslim government recognized that these two Brahmins, Sri Rupa and Sanatan, they're very honest and I should engage them in my government. They're very intelligent, very honest. So then you made one the finance minister and one the home minister or something like this. But their real identity, they had real names, Hindu names. Sanatan is a Hindu name. Sri Rupa is a Hindu name. But when they were put in the government, they were given a new name. Just like in Hindu marriages, oftentimes the husband, in different cultures, the husband has the right to change the wife's first name and last name. He changes her whole name. So they told Lord Gauranga that there's two gentlemen that come to see you. It's Sri Rupa and Sanatan, whom he already had met before. No, maybe this is a... I don't remember. Maybe this is the first meeting. Yeah. Dui Gucha Trina Dunhe Dash... Oh, that was her previous name. Dui Gucha Trina Dunhe Dashane Darina Gale Vastra Bhandi Pare Danda Bhattahana. In great humility, the two brothers took bunches of straw between their teeth. Trina means grass. Gucha means their bunches. Dashane means teeth in Bengali. Dharani means catching. And they bound a cloth around their necks and they fell down like rods before the Lord. They offered dandavats. So this, we don't know very much about Vedic culture because we're quite removed in this modern age. But as an expression of humility, and interesting anecdote that we'll tell in this regard, if one takes it like small cheddar and puts it around his neck, he doesn't know, it's not cold, it's not winter. He's going to meet a superior person, grandfather or guru, whomever. Then he'll wear that as a symbol, a sign of surrender, humility. Just like a lady wears red sindoor, at least used to, in her hair part, in her simanta, which means I'm married, I believe. Married woman. Where is this? It's a symbol, a sign. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he gave initiation to all his brahmacharis, he gave them this piece of cloth. Brahmachari had dhoti. They don't get any particular vastra. No vastra in diksha. But they just wear their brahmachari trikacha, fold in the front, fold in the back. This is called trikacha dhoti. And their kurta. And some cheddar. But he gave this. And they said, what is this? He said, this means trinarapi sunichainat. Always wear this around your neck. Always wear this around your neck. Trinarapi sunichaina tulrevasahishana amanina manidina kirtanya sadahari. So here they are, Gauranga's there, Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, and Nityananda's there on one side, Haridas. He's introduced these two, Sri Rupa and Sanatan, and they're lying like dandavats. They have some straw between their teeth, Trina, like this. And a cloth, so this is two symbols of humility, holding straw in the teeth. I am lower than a blade of grass. Trinarapi, Trina means grass. Trinarapi, sunichaina. Very, very low. And this means humility, and this around the neck means humility and surrender. Because if I have something tied around my neck, you can take it and pull me. Yes? You tie a rope around some animal's neck and you pull it. And he follows your rope. Danya Roda Nakare Ananda Vivala Prabhu Kai Utta Haila Mangal. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the two brothers were overwhelmed with joy. Upon seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these two brothers became Vival, Ananda Vival, overwhelmed with joy. And out of humility, Danya, they began to cry. Love is, no one can understand an outsider to love, or an outsider to the dynamics of the loving relationship between two men, two ladies, or husband, wife, etc. He's outsider to that relationship, so he cannot really perceive or understand the feelings. Oh, these are two lovers that haven't met after a long time. They should be so happy. And they embrace each other and laughing. Oh, it's so great to see you. He's so happy he cries. When you're happy, do you cry? The answer is no. So they're crying. They're so humble. They're all kinds of mixture of emotions here. Humility, bliss, and vival. It's all many. There's Anubhavas here, Vyavacharis here, overlapping with their basic relation. There's Stairati. What is this Stairati? It's Dasirati, Sakirati, Dasi and Sakirati. And this Leela of Gauranga. What is their Stairati and Krishna Leela? Madhurya, Sri Rupa Manjari Ki, Sri Labanga Manjari Ki. So then, Krishna Leela, they have female forms as gopis, sakis. So they're in Madhurya, conjugal mood of love. So in this Leela, when Radha and Krishna became Gauranga, then they became these two Brahmins. Most all of the intimate Parishads became Brahmins. All of them. Rukmini, Jagannanda, etc. You can just go down the whole list. They're all Brahmins. So all the gopis in Krishna Leela, when they came in Gaur Leela, mostly they're all Brahmins. So that's on their side. There's two people meeting. There's the Prema Shraya and the Prem Vishaya. The Ashraya is the two men, and the Vishaya, the object of love, is Gauranga, Krishna. So they're having this. When they see their beloved master and friend, Gauranga, then they're in bliss. They're overwhelmed with bliss, and they're trembling. They're overwhelmed, and at the same time they're crying in great ecstasy. There's so many feelings. Oh, we miss you so much. We're happy to see you, but we have missed you. We're very happy to see you, so we're in bliss. But we're very sad over all the long time we were separated from you, so we're crying. We're crying because of the separation from you, which we can't separate from us. So this is almost like Radha and Krishna Leela. When the Acharyas explain, every moment there's simultaneous union and separation. Radha and Krishna are together. Radharani's fearing, oh, but the night will be over and the Rasa dance will end and I'll have to return to Yavat or Varsana. And maybe in the Kunja, in the middle of the night, she's crying. Why are you crying? Well, because it's too short. It's going to end. So many mixture of feelings. So what is Mahaprabhu? What is his response? He's receiving all this crying and ecstasy and dandavats. So then he says, Prabhu kahi, utta utta haila mangala. Mangalam bhavatu, mangalam bhavatu. What does that mean, mangalam bhavatu? May all auspiciousness be with you. Bhavatu, let it be, let it happen. So he said, Mangalam Bhavatu. Stand up, Uto, 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 stand up. Please be assured of all good fortune. In other words, they're crying. Don't cry, it's all right. Don't cry, it's all right. Everything will be fine. Relax. Very, very soon you will join me forever in my Leela. No need to cry. Mangalam Bhavatu. Uti dui bhai tabe dhante trinadari. Dainya kari stuti kari karojara kari. The two brothers got up and again taking straw between their teeth, they humbly offered their prayers with folded hands. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna.
Jaya Jaya
Sri
Krishna.
Chaitanya Dayamai. Patita Pavana Jai. Jaya Mahashai. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna. Chaitanya Dayamai. Patita Pavana Jai. Jaya Mahashai. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. The most merciful Savior of the fallen souls, Patita Pavan Ki. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Ki. Nitya Jati. Now they're saying, they're glorifying. First, when you meet someone, you glorify him. You meet your senior, you meet your grandfather. Oh, grandfather, you've been so kind, or you helped our family so much. You glorify the senior. And then you This is standard behavior when a junior meets a senior. Glorify the senior, even in mundane behavior, this, that. You glorify the senior, and then you're so wonderful, you're so great, you're so exalted, kind. But me, old grandfather, you know, I'm not very good representative of your dynasty. I'm very fallen grandson, and I'm like this and like that. So then by humility you capture someone's attention. By pride you drive someone away. Simple. Humility attracts, pride detracts. Detracts means the opposite of attraction. What's the opposite of karshan? Karshan means to attract. What's the opposite? To detract. Send away, drive away. Nicha jati nicha sangi kare nicha kach. Tomara grete prabhu kaite vasilaj. Mahaprabhu, we belong to nicha jati, the lowest class of men. And our sangha is our associates. And our kaja, kaja means our karma, our kara. Our work, our employment is also the lowest type. Because of this disqualification, we don't have any qualification to even introduce ourselves to you. Generally, you glorify the senior, then you introduce yourself. Oh, Dr. Gupta, I am so-and-so, this and that, son of so-and-so, this and that. If you read Mahabharata or Ramayana, someone meets someone, who are you? I am Pandavaputra. I am Pandavaputra Arjuna. If you ever read, they say like it. So what does this mean? It's not just you watch the story, but what is the philosophy? What is the tattva? Meeting a senior, meeting Bhishma, or someone I never met before. Who are you, Kshatriya? I am Pandava. I am Hanuman, the son of Anjana and Vayu, this, that. Oh, how you know these things? And he tells all his guru, this, that, whatever. So they showed humility, and then they glorified the person they're meeting. Then they would say, I'm so-and-so. You're so-and-so. You're God. I know who you are. You're God, the Supreme Personality of God. You're Patita Pavan. So then he's thinking, well, who are you? I can't even tell you who I am. I'm so fallen, so disgraceful and despicable and wretched. I can't even tell you or identify. I can't even say who I am. I'm ashamed and embarrassed to say who I am. My name is Joe Mlecha. Mlecha, Joe Yavana. So they don't want to say anything. Our associates, what do? I work in a slaughterhouse. Oh, sure. You'll be a little, because usually when you identify yourself, you identify your parents, and then your gotra, your parents, and your employment, your education, your qualification, etc. Like someone goes somewhere, who are you? I'm Dr. So-and-so. What's your qualification? I graduate sixth grade. Acha. How you became a doctor? Because in India, anybody can become a doctor. No, my qualification, MEBS, this, that, the other thing. So this is what's said here. Nicha jati, nicha sangi. I belong to the lowest class of men, and our associates in employment are the lowest type. We cannot introduce ourselves to you. We feel very much ashamed standing here before you. Laja. We're too shy. We're too embarrassed. Laja. We're too vasi laja. We're the abode of shyness. We're too shy and embarrassed to tell you who we are. So by hearing these stories of Gaur Lila, so much tattva is being taught. What is the heart of a devotee? What is a manina manidena? Free from man. Man means pride, ego. I'm proud of my accomplishments, my qualifications. There's nothing. They're Saraswat Brahmins from the highest caste. They've been studying the Bhagavatam from their birth. They've been enacting and remembering and talking about Krishna's Leelas from the time they're 1 year old. When they grew up to 24, 23, they got forcefully inducted. You work for the Muslim government or you die. But they had a mission. If they would have died, then what would have happened to us? No Rupa and Sanatana, it would be a little difficult. Very powerful samskaras are created by these. Because if we want to approach Leela, then we have to have so much humility. And genuine realization of humility. Because prema is the pinnacle of humility. Prema is the zenith or pinnacle, the topmost expression of humility is in Radha's prema. As one has more and more love for God, they display more and more spiritual humility, not mundane material humility. And as one expresses spiritual humility towards one and all, beginning with Vaishnavas, Guru, etc., and all jivas, then he gradually moves up the scale of devotion and bhakti. Humility brings one to prema, and one of the lakshana characteristics of prema is intense humility. I think we'll stop there. So the scene is now that Dabir Kaus, Sri Rupa, and Sanatan have met them. They've introduced themselves partially, or at least met maybe as much as they say. They may not say anything more. We don't know. Will they say more? Who are you really? You're a fallen jati, but do you have a name? Do you have a mother and father? Of course. Do you have any qualification? Of course. But maybe they don't even say that. Because generally in the Vaishnav circle, there's many, many points of tattva in this one verse, in Gwan Forever. One of the points of sadachara, behavior among Vaishnavas, is that when they describe themselves, or if someone's writing about them, if they're writing an autobiography, which is practically I've never seen, but if a Gaudiya Vaishnava is someone writing his biography, they speak practically nothing about it from birth to the time he met his guru. Dvija, second birth. Birth from parents is our first birth, pratam janam. But dvijanam, our second birth is from guru. So they say, he was born in 1876 and Murshidabad in West Bengal, this, that. And he studied Sanskrit and his parents were this and that. Then when he was 29, he met his guru. One sentence. They'll talk about 24 years of his life or 50 years of life in one or two sentences. Then they may go on for 10 pages about all of his interactions, his, when you say pastimes, whatever, it's not really a proper word, but Leela is not for devotees, but for the Lord. All his interactions, all his exchanges with his guru and all the qualities that he had, Vaishnava qualities that he displayed. Now, what is his contribution? He wrote this book and that book, and these are his personal behavior, and he performed these austerities, and he ate like this and that. So it's whole content. There's a 10-page biography, a 200-page biography, a 300-page biography. The whole content of every single Gaudiya Vaishnava biography, there's only one or two sentences or paragraphs about their life before Guru. Like LBG, life before Guru. So here they're saying that same thing. They're 30 years old, 35. They're older than Lord Chaitanya. He's meeting them. He's still, I don't think he's taken sannyas yet at this point, Madhya Leela. Maybe, I can't remember. But because things aren't exactly always in chronology here in this CC. So they're older than he, and he's at least 20, 24. They're like 35, 40. And there's 40 years old. Oh, nothing. We're nobody. We have a low birth. We're Saraswati Brahmins. That's Nicha Jati. Nicha Jati means low birth. Shudra, Chandala, Chamar. This is Bhangi. This is low birth. But they're high. Saraswati Brahmin. High class. Learned, and all good qualities. It's genuine feelings. Genuine. Because they're thinking, If I was so fortunate, why have I been separated from you? Or why I was engaged in the Muslim government? Why couldn't I be with you from day one, like Mukunda Das and so many other servants? Gadadhar and all your other servants. Gadadhar didn't work for the Muslim government. And somebody didn't. Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.